It's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood.
Hi Linda, thanks for being with us today.
Hi Lynn, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The Redford Theater is one of those places that's been around kind of forever, and it's gone through all kinds of changes, and good and bad, actually. And it's one of those places that so many people know about and remember growing up in the neighborhood or go back every other week for a movie or what have you. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Redford.
Well, the theater has always been a movie theater. It was built in 1928. I believe it was owned by two separate families, but again, always has shown films. Of course, it has a Barton Theater organ that is original to the theater that is played at all of our events. The Motor City Theater Organ Society, of which I'm a member, has owned the theater since 1977. But our history does go back a little bit further. We used to rent the theater beginning in the 60s for organ concerts, which we would sell out. Mm-hmm. And then along around 74, the current owners of the theater, a family, decided that they no longer wanted to be in the theater business. Their children were not interested in carrying on with the theater, and we were the first that they offered to sell the theater to. And so we entered into a land contract. I believe it was a 10-year land contract and paid it off in four.
Wow, that's
so
impressive.
So the organization has owned the theater for approximately 40 years and been a formal organization for 50 years. We're actually celebrating our 50th anniversary this year and 40 years of our programs beginning in the fall of this year. So it's a kind of a double celebration.
From the time you started showing the films, were they always of the sort of classical type genre that we see today?
Always classical. Mm-hmm. Always classical films. And, you know, the classics change, and the word classic, I guess, means different things to different people. To me, it's the films of the 30s, the 40s, at the time we bought the theater, and now as I age and... you know, we move away from those time periods. The classics are the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s.
Right.
And
right.
Even 90s. As,
right.
As we've seen recently, we had a film called The Princess Bride a few weeks ago, and it was to a packed house.
Wow. What's the most current film you've shown over the years? Like something that's 3 years old, 5 years old?
The theater, in addition to being the Motor City Theater Organ Society's programs, we do also rent the theater out to different groups, and we have weddings, we have company events where speakers are at the theater, but we also, groups rent the theater and show film, and mm-hmm. the Detroit Improv Collective just rented the theater at the beginning of August, and they showed Best in Show and had Fred Willard appear live.
Oh, wow.
So that, I believe, was from the 90s.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was 2001.
Okay.
I believe that film.
Okay.
So, but, you know, we do show films that range in age from, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. We try and give some texture when we sit at a film selection committee meeting, so that we're hitting genres of film, whether it be musical, westerns, comedies, and then also ages, time frames.
Okay. And I know recently you had a special showing of the film Carrie, and that was at 11 o'clock at night because it was, that is truly a horror film.
That is a horror film. And it's something we did, we tried. We, mm-hmm. we normally do kind of a late night fright show in October for the Halloween.
Okay.
Season, but we also had some requests to try it in the summer, so we did Carrie, which is kind of a prom thing, and so it fits more of a summer mode.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun.
So you do try to accommodate the theme of a season or what have you?
Most definitely, mm-hmm. most definitely. Going into the fall, we have, of course, Halloween. We have Veterans Day. We have the Christmas season. So our calendar, if you look at it, is thematic, definitely. And I think people really enjoy that and look forward to it.
Oh, definitely. And it's a great genre, a great venue, I should say, for families to go out and enjoy a Christmas-type theme evening or what have you. Your shows...
Well,
yes?
Yes, go ahead.
Your shows are normally Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday evening.
Correct.
So that gives families a good opportunity to get together, and smaller kids maybe can go to the matinees and...
Correct, yeah.
More...
Yeah. The date night movies are
right.
usually the evenings, of course. but the matinees also draw the seniors and families.
Terrific, terrific. So something for everybody. Tell me about the history of the building. It's an incredibly beautiful, beautiful place.
It is a beautiful building. Originally, it began as a kind of an Asian-Japanese motif. And during the war, World War II, because of the anti-Japanese sentiment, much of the original paintings and decorations on the interior of the theater were covered with paneling and actually gold paint. So that when we purchased the theater, and over the past 40 years, it has been the intention and the goal of the volunteers to kind of recreate as much of the authentic look of the theater as possible. And I forgot to mention, I believe at the onset, that our organization is an all-volunteer organization, and many of the members are unique or are from the original days of the organization starting 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been ongoing forces, and they're amazing to me. People in their 80s and 70s and 60s that were teenagers when they first started coming to the theater and working on it. So it's been a real labor of love. And I myself have been a member about 13 years, but I'm kind of a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
If you will. And many of these people have been there, and they've painted the interior of the building and put back the beautiful Japanese ladies on the walls. And you see stars in our sky and moving clouds. And about 10 or 12 years ago, we did receive a grant from the state of Michigan, and we put new classic seats on the main floor. And then about a year ago, we closed for 2 months, and we installed new seats in the balcony and all new carpeting in all the public areas. So it's really quite stunning. You probably, if you drove by, you would look at it and think, "Ah, it's just an old theater." But when you walk in, and I believe you would agree.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like you would never know.
Mm-hmm.
You would
mm-hmm.
never know what the interior is from the outside.
Yeah, it's kind of an overused word, but it truly is a gem.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about the volunteer base. How large is your volunteer base?
Well, I would say core volunteers of about 100 people run the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And but we are getting new people, young people that are interested. They come to the shows and they say, "Man, I could, for one day a month, one evening a month, I could offer my time." And we appreciate that, because it's not only positions like mine where I do kind of coordinate the advertising and give these interviews, and when we have guest stars come, I kind of coordinate all of that. But there are people that clean the theater. There are people that paint in the theater. There are people that work concessions. And because we have three shows, you need, say, five concession people each show every other weekend. So it takes a lot of coordination and a lot of dedication. And fortunately, we've had the staff to do it, but of course we could always use new people to come in and help us, and we welcome them.
Okay. And if somebody did want to volunteer their time, their abilities, what's the best way to do that?
Well, right on our website, there under information, there's a membership application, and you just submit that, as I believe somebody that I know here, Lynn, has done recently, to offer your talent and time to assist. And there's various categories that you can select from, depending on your area of interest.
Okay. And what's the website?
The website is Redford Theater, and that's spelled R-E, which is the English way, .com.
Okay. RedfordTheater.com,
Theata.com.
Okay, you mentioned the concession stand, and that's another thing that is unique to the Redford Theater because, you tell me why, because of the candy and especially the popcorn.
I think it's, number one, we use real butter on our popcorn, but it's unique in that we have over 55 varieties of candies, and there's a gentleman whose name is Carl, that's been a member, I believe, 30 years. And he shops for the best deals around, and he likes to have an incredible variety. And I counted one night 55 varieties of candy. So when people often get to the counter, it's kind of like, wow, what do I choose from? But not only do we have the variety, but we feel we have the most reasonable concession counter in town.
Mm-hmm. And you also offer beverages.
I think people would agree.
Mm-hmm. And you also offer beverages?
We offer, pop and water. And we do have some sweet potato cookies that are baked locally in the area that we offer as well.
Okay. And I understand that the bartenders, if you will, on the other side of that concession counter are willing to customize a drink for you. And of course, this is all non-alcoholic, but they will customize a blend for you if you request.
Sure. Yes, they will. I'm not really a pop person, but I understand people like different mixes of pops.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem. They have no problem. I mean, you have to understand that these volunteers are excellent employees, and I use that term loosely because obviously they're volunteers, but they smile because they want to be here. And I think that's unique when you go to a venue and you have people that are happy to come to their job, and we hope that that feeling permeates everywhere in the service of the theater.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, it definitely shows, and it's a good feel when you walk in too. And I love the ticket counter on the outside.
Yes, we have the old-fashioned ticket counter,
yep.
and you wait outside, and you can also purchase your tickets online if you care to come in advance. And for some larger shows, I do suggest that. We have sold out in the past couple of years for some large events that we've had, but certainly if you come early, you always have a ticket.
Terrific. Okay, and the address, if you wanted to pre-purchase your tickets online?
The website is
redfordtheater.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I also wanted to, you mentioned in passing about the rental of the theater. Tell me about that. Who's doing, you mentioned weddings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, weddings. They're actually the rental agent became a volunteer, he and his wife, to the theater, and they're completely involved now because their daughter got married there.
Oh.
She wanted a unique place to be married and found the theater, and because of their research and their interaction with our staff, they became members, and he thought, well, maybe I could share this theater with other people in terms of rentals. And so he's the rental agent at Steve Overstreet.
Wow. Did you see the wedding? Have you seen a wedding?
I have seen a wedding. I did not see their wedding, but I have seen a wedding at the theater. They're beautiful.
I bet.
But we had birthday parties. We had a gentleman. This was one of the most fun events that I've seen. He rented the theater for his 60th birthday. It was a complete surprise to everyone but himself, oddly enough. But he had a destination party where he had buses pick up two buses of groups of people in Troy, drove them to the theater. They pulled up, and on the marquee it said, "Happy 60th birthday, Jimmy." They came in. We had all of the lobby doors closed. So we hung their coats up. We opened the doors, and they couldn't believe it. He played his favorite movie, which was The Quiet Man. He had drinks, refreshments, and sandwiches. He had a beautiful birthday cake. He hired one of our organists to play for the evening, and it was absolutely great.
Wow. That's
and he said to me, if an 80-year-old comes to the candy counter and orders one of everything, give it to her. She's my mother.
Oh, oh, that's great. So it definitely has a great feel for basically any event. That sounds like a whole lot of fun. Another aspect of the Redford Theater is that individuals and groups have the ability to actually sponsor a film. Would you explain how that process works?
The sponsorship information is on the website. There is a fee for it, but the fee includes your emblem or your company logo in our brochure, depending on the film that you wish to sponsor, which goes out to 12,000 to 13,000 patrons on our mailing list. You also go on our website. You're also included in our email blast. The weekend of the show, we have a table set for you if you'd like to distribute information regarding your organization. And we also introduce you from the stage if you so choose, acknowledging your sponsorship. So it's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, and anybody could do that.
Yes, anybody can do that.
All right. And
again, that sponsorship form is on the website.
Okay, all right. And again, this is a 501c3, so we're talking
not-profit
about...
Nonprofit organization,
right.
So we appreciate any contributions, donations, which can be done through the website. We do have a PayPal account set up. You can purchase seats. That's one thing we don't talk about. But if you come into the theater and you sit down or you're walking to your seat, if you look at the seats, you'll see little gold tags. And you'll see names or in memory of some families that purchased an entire row. So that is also a contribution to the theater.
Okay, and seats are still available?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, the theater, I didn't mention, seats 1,600 people, so it's actually quite large. The main floor is about 900, and the balcony is about 700.
Okay. I love the balcony because you can see those stars that are twinkling up in that ceiling.
Exactly.
Okay.
And of course, we talked about the sponsorships, we've talked about the rentals, but moving into really what we do the best is our events.
Okay.
And we have three seasons, a winter, a summer, and a fall season, and we're headed into our fall season of films and events, and if I could touch on those a little bit now, would that be all right?
Please, yeah, that's great.
So beginning, can I give dates out, Lynn? Is
sure.
that okay?
Yeah.
So beginning in September, September 12th and 13th, we have Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and that is sponsored by National Heating and Cooling, the wonderful Harrison Ford film. We had the first Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark that begin our summer series, so we're kind of continuing in that progression. September 21st, that is a Sunday only. We're having a special event, Bullet, the Steve McQueen Classic.
Yes.
And that's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Mustang.
Okay.
And that is a free event.
Oh.
And that is at 2 p.m.
Okay, and what's the date on that again?
The one thing I forgot to mention that is at all of our events, our organ is played a half hour before each film.
Mm-hmm.
So you also receive, not only you enjoy the film, but you receive a free organ concert by our volunteer organist.
Right, right.
Go ahead. Did you have a question?
Oh, no. What was the date on the Mustang event again?
September 21st.
Okay.
It's a Sunday only.
Sunday only, and it's free. And
it's free.
I love Bullet. That's a great film.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, continue with the fall.
And then kind of the past few years, we've had some big shows in September. It takes a lot of planning and... the show that we are having this year is West Side Story, and the actress Rita Moreno is coming to the theater.
That is exciting.
She will be appearing at all three shows. As you said, we normally have two shows on a Saturday and Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
For this film, due to the length, it'll be a Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee.
Okay.
At 1 p.m. She'll be arriving by limo to a red carpet an hour and 15 minutes before each show. And she'll be signing autographs in the lobby.
Oh, fantastic.
She's going to be wonderful. She's going to be speaking from the stage about the film, taking some questions and answers. And The past couple of years, we've had Tippi Hedren for the Birds, Shirley Jones for the Music Man. Mary Badham came for Scout, which I believe you interviewed at one time.
I did.
I'm sorry, for To Kill a Mockingbird, she played Scout.
Right.
So people seem to really enjoy when we can bring a guest in, and we enjoy it as well.
Tell the audience the story about, I won't get this correct. I think it was somebody's grandchildren met Shirley Jones out in California, and she was talking about the Redford Theater.
My cousins live in California, and their boys, they have twin sons that are 16, attend high school with Shirley Jones's grandson.
That's it.
And my cousin went to see her sons in a talent show, saw Shirley Jones standing in a corner watching her son and grandson perform, and kind of went over to her and said, you know, hi, Miss Jones, I just want to introduce myself. And she said, my cousin is Linda Seitz from the Redford Theater. And Shirley said, oh, I had such a wonderful time, and she treated me so nicely. So that was very nice to hear.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's good to get out good things about Detroit. So
all the way
in California, she's saying great things about Detroit. So that's wonderful.
Right, about the Redford Theater. Yeah.
Exactly. And I lost track. When is the, you have a Three Stooges Festival every year, too.
Well, so after Redux, that concludes our September shows.
Okay.
And then we start a Halloween fun month.
Okay.
And that's all of October. We're having the Three Stooges Horror Festival, October 10th and 11th, and that is all the Stooges films that are kind of centered on scary, programs.
Okay.
Themes. And then we have a silent film called The Phantom of the Opera, which is a 1925 Lon Chaney version.
Right.
That is being offered September 17th and 18th. We're having three shows, and that is played. The accompaniment is done by Tony O'Brien, one of our great organists who began at the theater when he was 14.
Oh, my.
So we're looking forward to that. October 24th and 25th, we're having a Sir Graves Ghastly tribute featuring the film The Wolfman.
Okay.
So this is going to be a lot of fun. We're hoping we're going to have a contest each show where people are going to practice their best Sir Graves, you know, that little maha that he did.
Right,
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing something a little different this year. Halloween falls on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're showing two films after trick-or-treating where hopefully people will come to the theater. We're having a film at 8, which is Ghostbusters, which is the 30th anniversary. And then a little bit later at night, 11:30, is Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
It's going to be at the theater.
Wow. Okay.
And actually, Evil Dead premiered at the theater, and so did this film, Evil Dead 2.
Really?
Sam Raimi is from this area, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, does that...
November... Mm-hmm. November brings us The Man Who Knew Too Much. That's a Hitchcock classic with Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day,
mm-hmm.
November 7th and 8th. November 9th, in celebration of Veterans Day, we're offering Flags of Our Fathers, a Clint Eastwood film from 2006. You asked about the more recent films
yes.
that we're showing. This is one of them.
Yes.
And free admission will be to all servicemen and women.
Okay. Past and present?
They come to the box office and say that they're in the service or have served in one of the armed forces, and their admission will be free.
Okay, past and present then. So we're talking about veterans and active service members.
Yes, so that's November 9th. That's, again, a Sunday only at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
November 15th, we're doing an animation festival. This is our fourth. And that's a Saturday only, and that's at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. In the evening. And that's just all cartoons, classic cartoons.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of fun.
Classic. I mean, we're talking about Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Sylvester.
And maybe Bugs Bunny, Popeye, Tex Avery, Superman. Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. We've done it, like I said, this is the fourth year, and we always get a big crowd for that.
How long are those performances?
That will be 90 minutes.
Okay, that's
90 minutes.
That's a good show.
But in all of our films, we always have an intermission halfway through of about 20 minutes. So the organist comes back out, South City 50 Raffle. You can get more refreshments. It's a time to visit with the people you come with. So we hope that when you come to the theater, when you walk through the door, it's kind of immediately sigh of, I'm going to have a nice, relaxing evening.
Absolutely.
That's my hope.
Absolutely.
That's the hope of all of our volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. You've had some...
You come in, sit with your coat on, you don't smile at the person next to you. It's an evening out or an afternoon out.
Exactly. And December, is December part of fall, or is that, that's winter?
Well, yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
And actually, we're kicking off 6 weeks of Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're starting the weekend before Thanksgiving, because that's where our schedule works out. But we have another special event. We're showing the film, A Christmas Story, which is, you know, your shoot your eye out, Ralph.
Absolutely.
And that's another fun event where we're having some guest stars come in. Three of the kids, who are obviously adults now, Slick, Scott Farkas, and his friend Toadie, Grover Dill, will be appearing at the theater.
Okay.
And that's November 21st and 22nd.
Okay. That is absolutely one of my all-time favorite films. That,
I'm sure you'll not want to miss that
it's,
one, then.
It's just a grin.
It is. It's a great, yeah. And we're having something a little bit different. In addition to the film, we're having a VIP event, and that will be before the Saturday evening performance. And that's a separate ticket, which is a little bit more expensive, but that includes entry into the film, desserts, and also just kind of mingling with those stars. So we're hoping that people will enjoy that offering and take advantage of it. And those tickets will be available on the website.
Okay. All right. Oh, sounds
And then November 5th and 6th, we mm-hmm. have National Lampoon Christmas. Come and celebrate with us in the Griswold.
Okay.
December 13th, we're having our annual Christmas concert, which is featuring Melissa Ambrose Edson, her bell choir, the Caselli Holiday Dancers, and, of course, our wonderful Barton Theater pipe organ.
Right. Okay.
And Santa Claus is at all of the shows in December. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
And you'll have opportunities to bring your camera and take a picture with him.
Okay.
And what has become kind of our tradition over the past 4 or 5 years, we end the year with White Christmas, the great Bing Crosby,
1954, yeah.
Rosemary Clooney, Vera Allen.
Yep.
And I forgot to mention the theater is beautifully decorated. We have a wonderful train set for the whole series. And beautiful Christmas tree with, I believe, 4,000 lights, I was told.
Wow.
That twinkle.
Wow.
So it's obviously, you know, if you have a favorite season, if you have a favorite film, we hope that you'll think of us and visit our venue.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like absolute magic. Just the whole venue turns into a magic theme that you don't see anymore.
Well, we hope it becomes like a nice family memory for you. I mean, mm-hmm. we have people that come. When we take the pictures with Santa, if you don't have your own camera, we have a photographer there, and we just digitally put them on the website for maybe a month, and you can go out and grab them, email them, print them. And families come. Families look forward to this. They mm-hmm. meet as a group and come to the theater. And you know, you can always say, oh, I can see it on TCM, one of those 24-hour deals. It's not the same.
Right.
It's the communal experience of coming to the theater, laughing with everybody, crying with everybody. Mm-hmm. that's what we hope people walk away with.
Right, right. And for those of us who still miss downtown Hudson's at Christmas time, this is a good place to be.
Thank you. Yes, we hope that is a feeling that we do generate.
Okay. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back after these messages and talk a lot about this beautiful, beautiful theater organ.
Okay.
Thank you.
Linda, I wanted to ask you about, we talked about a lot of the tickets being available online and that sort of thing, but I noticed, according to the program, there's also the ability to buy mail order tickets. Is there a limit to those, or tell me how that works?
Well, if you obtain one of our brochures, there is an order form right on the back of the brochure, and you can also get a ticket order form right through the website. And for any groups that wish to purchase, and I just had somebody call me the other day, they're buying 50 tickets for one of the Rita shows, I believe the Sunday afternoon show. But there, for any groups, 15 or more, there is a 50-cent per ticket discount.
Okay.
Or for any of the shows or for any of the concerts.
Okay.
But those have to be purchased in advance. Either you can do it online, or you can do it through the ticket form online, or the ticket form that is on the back of the brochure.
Okay. About how long do you think somebody should order a mail order ticket? About how much lead
two
time?
Weeks, two weeks, weeks in advance.
Okay.
2 weeks in advance, yeah.
All right.
That is also a volunteer position, so that individual works from her home.
Mm-hmm.
The mail is sent to a P.O. box. She picks it up, and she processes those ticket orders. And you don't have to be a group. Often people will buy just, you know, a pair of tickets for each show for the whole season. And they just like to be able to have them in hand when they walk up to the door and come right into the theater.
Okay. And then if you do buy tickets ahead of time for a particular show, the ticket itself is actually good for any of the three performances. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And there are other things you sell, too, at the theater. Fun things. Gift certificates, T-shirts. Tell me a little bit about Redford Theater Swag.
We do sell gift certificates, which you can purchase at our small sales counter, which is where the 50-50 drawing happens at each show. And those can be given as gifts. You can also order those through the website, and you can also order those if you have one of our brochures on the back through that form.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have...
And in addition to at the small counter sales, we also have T-shirts that are available, baseball caps that all have the Redford Theater logo on them.
Okay.
And also something that is unique is we do have people donate... do people play record albums anymore? Some do, but we have record albums that we sell for a very nominal amount that have been donated.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all fundraisers. Remember, it's a nonprofit organization, so anything that is sold to the theater is a fundraiser for the restoration of the building.
Right, right. The vinyl gets played a fair amount over here at WHFR. So.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Vinyl still lives.
Yes.
Okay. And then I know we have some pens, and then periodically we'll see other things.
Little flashlights that are
right.
A little purse flashlight that you can carry. We do sell those. And there are some pens, which I believe have just been added recently.
Mm-hmm.
And we also sell the movie posters.
Oh, okay.
We have posters made for every show, and then those are sold at the end of the show.
Okay. So again, this is not only a great opportunity for a party or for a family, but it potentially could be a really, really nice gift package for somebody.
Yes, and in particular, if you're an autographed person for West Side Story, for Rita Moreno, if I might just mention, we will have hardbacks of her autobiography. I will have some soft cover autobiographies, films, CDs, and some posters, 11 by 17 posters, which are the perfect framing size.
Mm-hmm.
And those Miss Moreno will also autograph for. There will be a fee, and those will be posted at the door.
Okay. Terrific. Okay. Thanks. That's great information we can pass on. And again, the perfect Christmas gift might come from the Redford Theater.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have, though, to keep clean?
Skyscrapers blooming up.
America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If
you're all white in America.
As you stay on your own side,
free to be anything you choose,
free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America, organized crime in America, terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
Back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheers.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here.
Oh. And we're back. Thank you so much to Linda Seitz for telling us all about the Redford Theater, Michigan Theater Organ Society. Great, great venue. Great organ, great everything. So I will remind you again that this is a pre-recorded show, and we are so happy to have Linda Seitz here with us. And Linda, tell us all about the people who are the organists for that organ and any history that you might be able to share about that Barton organ at the Redford Theater.
Well, the Barton Theater organ is original to the theater. It was built in place, intact, when the theater was built. It is played, has been played consistently since the beginning of the theater in 1928. It rises when it's played, and when the organist is done and the show is ready to begin, he does lower it into the orchestra pit. We do have an organ chamber where the pipes are, and often they do give tours of that area. And actually, I should mention that tours are available of the building. If you come a little bit early and somebody's available, they're glad to take you in some of the areas that you would like to visit, such as the organ chamber. You can go up to the film booth and, mm-hmm. and see the old film. Where the films are played,
mm-hmm.
we have two guys up there, the one that run the projections. They've been projectionists for 30 years every other week and showing films to our patrons, which is amazing. And that's one thing I didn't mention, that we do show 35 millimeter film. Most people show our digital now, but we show the actual film, which has the greater definition, the greater sound, etc. You can visit the guys up in the projection booth. They're happy to talk to you and show you the old projection.
And I believe you recently had a 70 millimeter showing.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. For Ben-Hur, we had that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of unique. Vertigo, we also had it for Vertigo,
right.
The Hitchcock classic in the summer, the Jimmy Stewart film.
I heard it described as a precursor to IMAX type film. So
yes, that's true. Yes, we have a beautiful big screen. So it makes it much more of an enjoyable evening.
Yeah.
The organists are volunteers just as the concession people are, the people, myself, the publicity, the ticket takers, and they rotate their time. We have a lady, her name is Peggy Grimshaw, who's been a member for 50 years. She is a little infirmed at this point, so she no longer comes to the theater, however, from her senior apartment. She books all of the films, and she books all of the organists, and they're all volunteers, so they come for the three shows on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So they have a rotation.
Right. And I'm not sure if the listeners understand that a concert comes with the movie showing, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, just to kind of reiterate that, the doors generally open an hour before the film. So, for example, on a Friday night, the film begins at 8, the doors open at 7. So you kind of come in, relax, look around the theater, get your refreshments, and then at 7:30... the organist will come on and play till 8 o'clock when the film begins. And often we also have volunteer pianists that play from 7 to 7:30. So as you're kind of relaxing with your companions, you're hearing a piano played, and then at 7:30 you hear the organ played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're concerts. They're mini concerts, and
they are mini concerts. Yeah, yeah.
And
the organist pretty much sets their own program. Often they try and play music from, for example, when West Side Story will be there in September. I can guarantee you, Tony O'Brien is that organist, and he will be playing many of the songs from the film.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, we try and do scary things. Christmas, obviously, you know the theme for that. One of my organists, he'll play when I'm there. He always plays MacArthur's Park, which if you've never heard that from the organ, is absolutely wonderful. So musicals, South Pacific, My Fair Lady, so just a wide range of music that you'll hear.
Mm-hmm. I was also educated when I went to see Spite Marriage, the Buster Keaton film, and the organist was explaining how he scored the music for that particular silent film, and the fact that no film is truly silent because you have the organ in the background. And he talked to, the emotion of the various scenes and how he scored the music to fit with that. If you'd like to talk to that a little bit.
I'm sure that was John Lauder.
It was.
Who played, and he's excellent. And I think it's true, our generation, we're used to hearing, you know, language or background music when we watch a film, and the generations of the 20s and before, when these movie palaces were built, heard the organ play. And that is something that is unique and rare to not only, I mean, our organization, of course, but there are others in the area, the Michigan Ann Arbor, and I know the Fox has an organ. But it is a different way of appreciating the emotion in film.
Definitely, yeah. And as I said, it was an educational experience, too. So there's a whole lot that goes on at the Redford for an evening.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And everyone's so approachable. If you talk to Alan Fitzgerald, who's our sound manager, he's been a member 35 years. I mean, he'll explain, you know, he knows much more of the history than I do. But and the organists love to talk to you about the various keys and notes and sounds that the organ can make. So it's also, you know, an invitation to anyone that comes to the theater that you can enjoy or enhance your enjoyment by seeking out people if you have questions and learning.
Okay, so we talked about the season and we talked about the building a little bit. Let's talk about the neighborhood. The theater is called the Redford Theater, but it's in Detroit. It's not in the city of Redford.
Right, correct. It was originally in Redford, and then it was Detroit took that land back, and I don't exactly know the time frame, but most people do refer to it as the old Redford Theater. That's pretty much how it works.
And I know recently there was a Redford High School or an old Redford High School that was torn down.
Yeah, for those of us that grew up in Rosedale Park and went to Redford High School, remember that many, many, many acres there and the school itself was torn down within the past 4 or 5 months, I believe, 6 months, making way for a new Meyer that's coming into Detroit, much like the one that was built over at near the fairgrounds off of 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
so that's a resurgence in the area.
Absolutely, yeah. And there are little sort of mom and pop shop businesses right around the area of the Redford Theater.
And there are. And so as you come down to the theater, you can walk a block of the theater and visit our neighbors. And generally, they stay open during theater hours, hoping to attract some of our patrons to their business.
Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good variety for a block, too. There are restaurants, there are clothing stores, there's a drugstore, just all kinds of things right in that.
You can get your hair cut, right?
Right.
If you so choose, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. So. Within a block.
right. Okay. Oh, there's a seamstress. Yes, you're correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the Redford Theater has private parking also?
Yes, private supervised parking. We have a wonderful group of people that help our patrons in and to make sure everything goes well and like a visit with the patrons, so we're very proud of that free access to the theater, which you often don't have when you visit some of the downtown areas. That's an additional fee that you're paying, but you come to the Redford, it's free.
Okay, so you park, you can get dinner, you can get dessert, you can see a show, you can get your hair cut, and you get a new outfit, all in one free parking.
You got it.
There you go.
Right. One-stop shopping.
Exactly. Tell me about maybe the most fun performance that you've had at the Redford. So far as fun for you, what's been a real fun moment for you?
Oh, I would have to say two.
Okay.
I can't narrow it down to one. I can narrow it down to two.
Okay.
Last year, we had Shirley Jones visit for the Music Man. Shirley has always been an icon of mine. And I worked on that show for 9 months prior to her coming because a lot goes into it, scheduling and whatnot. And for Shirley to come in and me be able to spend a couple of days with her, taking her to the various television stations and, you know, sitting down to lunch with her and having her open her wallet and say, would you like to see my family? And she shows me a picture of Sean Cassidy and Patrick Cassidy. That was pretty special.
Sure.
I would also say we had Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in March of 13, and we had two guys from the film, Charlie, who was played by Peter Ostrom, and Mike TV, who was played by Paris Stemmen. They visited the theater for Willy Wonka, and they were wonderful guests. And we had a VIP event, and we had sold-out shows, and we had people that just absolutely loved it. So that was another probably a very special event because I saw how much they appreciated all the effort that we had put into their event and couldn't believe it. So that was also something very nice. And if you go on our Facebook page and you go back, you know, within the past 2 years, you can see albums from pictures of all of these different events of Shirley and of the Wonka people. And Tippi Hedren was another great guest. She came at a time where the Hitchcock movie had been made, kind of talking about how he wasn't such a perfect gentleman with his leading ladies, and Tippi went over that, what she experienced with him, and she was a wonderful guest as well.
Wow. So a little Hollywood inside scoop.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're really looking forward to West Side Story, and having Rita Moreno come in is just really, really exciting.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Faye Bader in The Children's Hour, Judy Garland in Judgment at Nuremberg, Lottie Lenya in The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone, Una Merkel in Summer and Smoke, and Rita Moreno in West Side Story. May I have the envelope, please? Rita Moreno in West Side Story.
And having Rita Moreno come in is just really, really exciting.
Well, you know, it's kind of icing on the cake. West Side Story is the American Film Institute's one of its top 100 musicals, one of its top 100 films. And for Rita Moreno, one of the stars of the film, who is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winner, and EGOT, as she's known, to appear at the theater and visit with our patrons and visit with our volunteers, it's going to make for a really special event. We're very proud and very pleased to host that.
Have you met her in person yet?
I have not spoken with her and her manager, of course, and she's looking forward to coming. Her plane reservations are all set, so she will be arriving at the theater an hour and 15 minutes before each show to the red carpet. So please make sure if you're planning to come to the show, come early and see her arrive, and it's a lot of fun also. And we're going to have we have somebody that has a classic limo.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be bringing her, so that'll add a little bit nice, you know, extra to the to that.
Oh, yeah. All the details. Boy, you take care of all the details. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
And I can't wait to see some of the upcoming festivals. The Christmas time sounds absolutely magic, and it's a good time at the Redford Theater.
Thank you very much. We hope so. We hope that, as I always try and say when I'm on stage and I'm periodically up here to talk about some of the events, that our hope is when you leave, whether it be in the afternoon or the evening, that you just say, I had a really nice time, and that's our hope.
Okay. Linda, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. And again, this is Impact, where individuals and groups make a positive difference in the community. And boy, got to say the Redford Theater is definitely one of those.
Lynn, thank you very much. I appreciate your support over the years and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you very much. This is a pre-recorded show.
I didn't know it was going to be great. In fact, when I found out that they were going to initially show the film in one theater in New York at the Rivoli on a reserve seat basis, I said to George Chakiris, with whom I was very close, oh, well, that's it. We don't stand a chance. There were no stars in it. Natalie Wood wasn't a star. She wasn't a luminary. She'd done Splendor in the Grass, but that still didn't make her a star. And there was nobody else. Russ Tamblyn wasn't a star. He was known, that didn't make him a star. I certainly wasn't. George Chakiris, nobody had ever heard of. And I was sure, I was absolutely sure that nobody was, number one, going to reserve a ticket and pay $6? Or was it $5 for a movie ticket? No. I was sure we were going to just plummet. And the one thing that never worked on film was the dance, the mambo at the gym sequence. It did not work on film. They did not find a way to make that work on film. That's really what you call a proscenium dance number. And I don't know why. I don't know why, because it was widescreen, but it just never really worked. It didn't have the excitement. Not half.
So let the music play as long as there's a song to sing. And I will be younger than spring.
This is PAC 760, Den 3 from Canton. And you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Music lovers, have I got news for you. Get a big fat crayon and mark this day on your calendar. Saturday, October 18th. Why, you ask? Well, that's the date for the 7th annual WHFR Record Show here at Henry Ford College. It's the record show that attracts all types of vendors. The out-of-state vendor, vendors that have their own record shops, and even those record collectors that just need to make more space in the house. This year could be the year you sign up and become a vendor. Tables are now available, but they're going fast. If you would like to join us and sell your music or memorabilia, you can call us at 313-845-9676, or you can visit us on the web at whfr.fm/recordshow. The WHFR Record Show is one of the most anticipated shows in the metro area, so don't wait too long. Contact us right now at 313-845-9676 or on the web at whfr.fm/recordshow. The 7th annual WHFR Record Show, Saturday, October 18th, on the campus of Henry Ford College.
This is Jen Cass, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Such a smart choice.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the functified starship. Functified starship. Functified starship. Funkified Starship.